Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsborneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
From New York to France, I got 11 questions for you on a round called Paris versus New York City. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out my show, and thank you for leaving iTunes reviews. We are up to 233 of those. If you have a second and you're brand new to the show and you like what you hear, go give a nice 5-star review. Tell us what you like or don't like about it, and help get more eyes and ears on the program. I've been doing this for the last 4 years or so, and we are nearing 1,000 episodes in length. Make sure to check out the show on all kinds of different devices, all kinds of different apps. It's everywhere. And the download numbers are growing pretty steadily every day. So thank you so much for that word of mouth representation. I think it's awesome, and I appreciate you. Today's episode is all about Paris and New York City. Requested by a listener named Beth, who said, hey, I got this event coming up. I could use some questions like this. And I said, no problem. And I'm going to turn them into a podcast. So here we are. We've got 11 questions for you. And every other question is about either the worldly city of Paris or New York City, two cities I've never been to. And I got to do something about that once this quarantine is lifted. We'll see what happens. And we'll see how much all of us can get out there and travel the world. I'm sure that we're all aching to just see something other than the inside of our garage or office or kitchens. So here's hoping for that. We're going to jump into these 11 questions on Paris and New York City right now. Here we go. It's Paris versus New York, question number one. According to the 2012 census, about how many people live in Paris? Is it 1.5 million, 2.5 million, or 5.5 million people? Number one, 1.5, 2.5, or 5.5? Number two, what 1961 Audrey Hepburn film takes place in New York City? Number two, what 1961 Audrey Hepburn film takes place in New York City? Number two. Number three, Paris is often called the City of Light because of its role in the Age of what? Number three, Paris is often called the City of Light because of its role in the Age of what? Number four, Captain Raymond Holt is a character you could find on what New York sitcom? Number four, Captain Raymond Holt is a character you can find on what New York sitcom? Number four. And number five, what museum is the setting for the intro of The Da Vinci Code? Number five, what museum is the setting for the intro of The Da Vinci Code? Number six, what arena do the New York Jets call home? Number six, what arena do the New York Jets call home? Number seven, this famous Irish writer has a tomb in Paris which bears a sculpture of a person with wings. Name the writer. Number seven, a famous Irish writer has a tomb in Paris with a sculpture of a person with wings. Name the writer. Number 8, about how many acres is Central Park? Is it 325, 476, 660, or 840 acres? Number 8, those choices again, the acreage of Central Park, 325, 476, 660, or 840. And number 9, in Frank Sinatra's New York, New York, he sings, I want to wake up in a city that blank, blank. Fill in those two blanks. Number 9, in Frank Sinatra's New York, New York, he sings, I want to wake up in a city that blank, blank. Number 10, what does the French word monde translate to in English? That's M-O-N-D-E. What does the French word monde translate to in English? And the bonus for Paris versus New York, for 2 points, there are 6 replicas of what landmark in Paris? There are 6 replicas of what landmark in Paris? Those are all your questions for Paris versus New York City. We'll be right back in just a second with those U.S. and France answers. We are back with the answers to Paris versus New York City. Let's see how you did. Number 1, according to the 2012 census, about how many people live in Paris? It is 2.5 million. 2.5 million, the middle choice there. Number 2, what 1961 Audrey Hepburn film takes place in New York City? That's Breakfast at Tiffany's. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Number 3, Paris is often called the City of Light because of its role in the Age of Enlightenment. Age of Enlightenment. Number 4, Captain Raymond Holt is a character you'd find on what New York sitcom? Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Number 5, what museum is the setting for the intro of The Da Vinci Code? The Louvre? The Louvre? Number 6, what arena do the New York Jets call home? MetLife Stadium. Shout out to Gary Vaynerchuk, a big, lifelong Jets fan. Number 6, I'm sure he listens to my show. Number 7, this famous Irish writer has a tomb in Paris with the sculpture of a person with wings. That's Oscar Wilde. Oscar Wilde. And number 8, about how many acres is Central Park? The last choice, 840 acres. That's quite a bit. Number 8, 840. Number 9, in Frank Sinatra's New York, New York, he sings, I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps. Never sleeps. And number 10, what does the French word monde or monde translate to in English? That would be world. World. And the bonus for 2 points, there are 6 replicas of what landmark in Paris? The Statue of Liberty. Different sizes and different poses and things. Statue of Liberty. Go look that up. You can see all 6 online. That was our episode today on Paris versus New York City. I hope you had fun playing along. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. We have one more thing for you called the fact of the day, and that fact of the day is this. Wheaties are fortified with enough iron for magnets to pick up certain flakes in your bowl. Wheaties have enough iron in them to be picked up with a magnet. That sounds appetizing, right? In your stomach, just some metal, some iron. All right, there you have it. And that is the whole show. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you next time for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.